This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Other than that, Ms. Lincoln, how was the play? 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Cynthia Lee Shang joins us now, Jefferson Parish President. Talk about the permitting process. We just were talking to people from the City Services Coalition, and they were talking about revamping their permitting process, as well as the other things that came up in their survey as it relates to the day-to-day services of government and the five basic areas that they recognize. We'll talk about some of them as well as permitting with Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. But first, we'll start with that. Good morning, Madam President. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. We're doing well. Thank you.
How is Mardi Gras and all of that stuff for y'all in Jefferson Parish? Everything turned out fine and a big weekend
coming
up.
Wow. Yeah, we have a really big Sunday coming up. We're calling it St. Patty Gras. So it's the Argus is going to be rescheduled on St. Patrick's Day, their parade, and they've been really, really wonderful. This whole St. Patrick's Day parade committee have been incredible inviting Argus on their day. So we'll start off with Argus, and then we will move to St. Patrick's Day. And it'll be a big, big parade.
What time does all that start?
I think at 10 o'clock.
Thankfully, you got a break from the weather. Thankfully, you got a break, so it should be a beautiful day for that. Let's talk about the permitting process in Jefferson Parish and what it is that you would like to revamp. What kind of problems are people having, Cynthia?
Well, let's just talk about this, the process in general. Obviously, this is being, you know, discussed in New Orleans as well, a process that if you look in any community, I think people will be complaining about this process. And I want to go through it because I kind of fell in the same trap as everybody else did before me, thinking it's a people problem. In Jefferson Parish, we've been looking at this. Gosh, many other parish presidents have looked at this process because you always get complaints from business owners or from residences for doing residential builds. And look, you know, first of all, there's already built in this hurry up and get it done. I've bought land. I'm paying taxes. I'm paying insurance. I'm paying professionals. There's just already a frustration that you're not doing it super quick. And then, of course, it's a lot of regulations that you're looking at. And I think we've gotten into the habit of sort of blaming the people. In Jefferson, I don't know about any other process, but kind of people tend to look at blaming the people or showing their frustrations on our staff. Our staff tend to, you know, get aggravated with people not submitting documents quick enough. So it's become over the years this, you know, he said, she said thing. And when I really looked into it, we made some changes to try to make it more efficient. I'm not saying any process can't be more efficient. We've done that already. But when I started really getting into it, I'm like, it's not a people issue. It's a process issue. And so I have a special task force, if you will, an advisory committee that we've just started asking the different organizations to submit a member to be on this task force. And we really need to look, I want everybody to understand the layered regulations that we're required to follow, whether they be state, whether they be just building code, or whether they're our own legislation that we've had to follow And I want as many people to understand, look at what we're dealing with. This is more than a people issue. This is a process problem. And maybe we need to change the laws to make it a quicker or more efficient process.
Let me take a break. I want to pick it up there when we come back, Madam President, if we can, because a lot of people think there are quick, easy solutions, and there aren't. And in fact, parish government might be handcuffed in a way. Of course, the permitting process, the whole idea is to keep everybody safe, right? Make sure that the construction is done properly. However, if you've ever built a house, people know about, I think they know about interim financing, which is, you know, at that time, I don't remember what the outstanding balance was, or the interest rate was lower than it is now. But, you know, it was costing me $58 a day. Every time I had a delay here or a delay there as I was building the home I'm living in now, and everybody wants it done right now. But not everybody can have everything right now. So we'll talk about process versus people and how to fix it with Cynthia Lee Sheng about the permitting process in Jefferson Parish. If you have any questions, comments, open our Jeweler Talk and text line is open, 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish. Big parade weekend. I just want to bring that up again because it was disappointing on Mardi Gras, but you got Argus and St. Patrick's Day parade rolling on Metairie Road starting at 10 o'clock Sunday. Weather's going to be beautiful. Let me read a text, Madam President. HVAC contractor here. Problem we have in Jeff Parish is that the inspectors take a week or more to get the job and inspect it. That's why we use third-party inspectors. Cost $75 more per inspection to hire the third-party inspector, but we do it because they'll come out within a day or two. Is staffing part of the problems? And when you talk about process and not people, expand on that, please.
Yeah, I think staffing is part of the process. And look, I would say we're seeing that staffing is affecting many of our departments, right? So that is always, if you can throw more resources at it, that will always help you. But I think, look, you look at that, the trades. That's just very one small section. In this context, I'm talking about the projects that take a long time. We have other things that happen that sometimes they get the permit the same day, or sometimes they get the permit within 3 days. But when you talk about maybe a new commercial project on Veterans Boulevard or something like that, where you're starting with just land, right? Mm-hmm. It's a long process, but there's many, many things you have to do. You look at the building, you know, is the building built right? The utilities, the parking, the landscaping, and within the building, all the building door frames, is it ADA compliant? Is it fire resistant? The ingress and egress, there's so many things. There's so many different departments within the parish that you might have to go through, maybe our public works or our engineering. There's other legislative bodies you might have to go through, whether it's the planning advisory board, you might need a zoning change through the parish council, and even other state agencies you might have to go through. So you're just talking about a very complicated process, and every project is unique. So we can't make a template. Every single project is a unique project, whether with whatever use they're going to do. Is it retail? Is it industrial? Or where they are in the parish? If is it on a state road? If is it near a levee? You need levee board approval depending on the river height. It's very complicated. And so, like I said, in and of itself, it's going to be a long process because you just have so many regulations you have to abide by. So we've tried to look at the people issue to make sure our process goes as smoothly as possible. But the more I look at this, it's like a layered maze that we put people through. And our people are trying to help them navigate that maze. It's not our people's fault. But look, Tommy, why do we have these? It's because property is precious to us, and there's so many rules to protect neighbors and surrounding neighbors, maybe. Or say, like in Fat City, we wanted to make something different happen. We wanted a pedestrian-oriented core.
Thank you.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almased, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almased has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.